let's go with 1205, provide for the license of certain real estate corporations and limited liability companies. Is there someone on? Okay, Dean is on that one. An act to provide for the license of certain real estate to corporations and limited liability companies. Mr. Krogman.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Dean Krogman, represent South Dakota Association of Realtors, and this bill is a, excuse me, I will shut that off, sorry. And power. Fine. Sorry about that. Can I start over?
You may do so. We're ready to roll.
What this bill does is currently you can have licensed corporations, partnerships, and so on, and they have to be brokers that we have to have licensed brokers and who run those. And currently the law says you cannot pay a commission to anybody that is not licensed. So the licensees, the salespersons, are licensed, but they cannot currently be a corporation. This bill would simply allow the salesperson to form a corporation for tax purposes, for business purposes. That would allow them to take advantage of some tax, for example, cars or whatever. But then they have to, if they form a corporation, they have to comply with the law that we don't want to change, and that is you got to be licensed to be able to collect a commission. Okay, this will not change anything in terms of how a salesperson works. It's all the same. If they are a corporation, they still have to be under the broker. It is just a way. It's a one-time fee. Going to the Real Estate Commission would charge up to $100 to give this corporate license. And then they can collect their commissions through the corporations, and it does allow for some tax advantages. And that's all I have.
Hey, thanks, Dean. Questions, Senator Dugard?
Do the sales agents presently have to pay some kind of a registration fee?
A renewal fee for their license, but not registration for what? For
well, I'm just wondering. I see. You know, if I'm an agent and you
yes.
and I want to incorporate for tax purposes, I would pay a registration fee under this bill. If I'm not incorporated, do I pay something instead?
No.
So this
not the only thing you pay is your renewal of the license. Now the fee that you pay is a normal corporate fee to, you know, which is through the Secretary of State's office.
Okay.
But the $100 that's mentioned in the end is a one-time fee. This bill actually came out of the commission, and they asked us to sponsor it because it is a benefit to our agents.
I see. I'm just curious. I understand the rationale for the bill that you can't technically pay a corporation. You have to pay a registered agent. I just didn't understand why by creating a corporate form now there's a commission or a registration fee to be paid when if I'm not incorporated there wouldn't be a registration fee, if I understand the answer to my question.
Okay. Now, the only registration fee is what's required now under the Secretary of State. There is no registration fee with the commission. Is that correct, Larry?
Yeah.
Good, Larry.
Would you move up?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Larry Lingstead, Director of the Real Estate Commission. I think there's a miscommunication going on here. Every licensee pays a fee. They pay a license fee, an application fee, and they pay to renew that license. Under the existing statute, no one can work for a corporation, partnership, association, LLC, etc., unless that entity is licensed. And that entity can only be licensed to a broker. So a salesperson who wants to form a corporation or another entity strictly for tax purposes, if they do that, the broker can't pay that entity because they can't pay an unlicensed person.
Right.
So what this does, it creates that vehicle, it creates that entity that the broker can then pay the commissions to, and then that person can take advantage of those tax benefits, whatever they are, and we're not in a position to say what those benefits would be, but they can take advantage of any that they so choose. A number of times, excuse me, I ran over here from the office, I still haven't caught my breath. A number of times, they may be advised for whatever, through their accountant or their legal counsel, that to do this, and this would just enable
yes.
them to do
Mr. it. Mr. Chairman, if I may, as I understand all of that, the question that I'm asking is, if I am an agent and I incorporate, and I understand the statute is mm-hmm. to allow me to incorporate, so the broker may pay the corporation. I understand all of that. My question was, again, if I'm unincorporated, I pay a license fee and then a renewal fee annually. If I'm incorporated, now according to this bill, I pay a registration fee. Is that on top of a license fee and registration fee that I, as an individually licensed agent, must also pay? So are there two fees I'm paying now, the corporate registration fee and my license renewal fee as an individual person working for that corporation?
Under current law?
And under the law proposed. Unclear?
No. Okay, I understand. Under the law proposed, they would pay to register that corporation. They would pay to register that corporation one time.
With the Secretary of State.
No, with the real estate commission. They would, yeah.
So they would pay the commission.
They would pay a one-time fee.
Okay.
And the other fees continue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
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 Right. Okay. Thank you.
Further questions, Senator Sutton.
And would every agent that wanted to be a part of that pay that fee, or is it just the corporation would pay that one time?
Well, this would be restricted to a single agent. In other words, a group of people couldn't get together and form a corporation. If you were licensed, for example, and you wanted to form a corporation, you and your spouse, you would form that. You could form that corporation.
Further questions, Larry or Dean? Matt, thank you very much. Are there further proponents of House Bill 1205? Further proponents? If not, are there opponents of House Bill 1205? Opponents of House Bill 1205? If not, we'll close that to committee discussion or committee action on House Bill 1205.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Bogue.
I guess maybe it's only appropriate since it's mine, I'll move to pass.
To pass by Senator Bogue, seconded by Senator McCracken. Comments on that motion? There being none, all in favor, House Bill 1205, go on the floor with the do pass. Vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Secretary, call the roll.
Bogue.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Valesky.
Aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Dugard.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
7-0.
House Bill 1205 will move to the floor. Move by Senator Dugard. Oh, is there a fee? Oh, okay, you're right. I know you'd. yes.